back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Michigan, a very horrible thing happened over there, this shooting at Oxford High School. 15-year-old kid comes in. The 9mm that his father had bought on Black Friday. Apparently there is something like 700,000 or 800,000 guns bought on Black Friday. And this thing was just lying around the house. This kid, 15 years old, posted something on Facebook the night before saying, look at my baby here. I got me this present and I'm going to shoot somebody. Then he goes to school the next day. He's acting erratic. His parents are called in. They meet with the authorities in the school. They let the kid stay in school that day, which turned out to be a tragic mistake. He kills four people at least, injures a lot more. Going to be charged as an adult. They were just terrific kids that looked like that he killed. They showed the pictures and the background. Well, the DA over there is starting to show some guts that other DAs haven't. She's said, I think I'm going to charge the parents. You buy a weapon like that with ammunition and you leave it lying around, you are going to be charged as an accomplice with the crimes that are used for that gun. That something's got to be done. Now, not only that, the very next day, there were more than 30 copycat threats. People called in threats to that high school and a lot of other high schools around Michigan, a little bit north of Detroit. You know, the only alternative ultimately is going to be metal detectors in all high schools if this keeps up. And even worse than that, that's not good enough because somebody will open fire in the metal detector line. They'll have to have a perimeter of a lot of metal detectors, and you come in and you get frisked, 100 yards from the school door? What kind of high school is that? What kind of high school experience is that? That wasn't my high school experience, and it wasn't your high school experience. The fact is that charging the parents with felonies is exactly the right thing to do. Putting the parents in prison and the son, all three of them in prison, is the right thing to do. It's a start. But I'll tell you, remember Sandy Hook? The woman, the mother, had bought that semi-automatic, and the son killed her first and then went in and gunned down the kids in the first grade. The truth of the matter is that the right to bear arms is in the Second Amendment, and it's a good right, ultimately, fundamentally, and it's a right guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. But the right to use to buy things like semi-automatic weapons that can, they really function like machine guns in a sense. Machine guns are outlawed in this country since the 1930s with the support of the NRA, believe it or not. By the way, you can get a license to own a machine gun. I don't know if you knew that. You have to apply. It's very, very stringent. You have to show why and all this kind of thing. And you'd be crazy to do it if you had criminal intent, because they will get you. They will get to the bottom of it. But when you have guns, and now I understand this was not a semi-automatic. This was a 9mm. I understand that. But there has to be some start to this. And Chuck Grassley, that desiccated fossil in Iowa who's disgraced the Senate for a long time, just put a hold on any discussion or bill that would in any respect try to start addressing this problem. Why did he do that? Because the desiccated old grasshopper is running for re-election, and he's not doing well in the polls. There are two people at least running against him. One is a retired rear admiral, and the other, Abby Finkenauer, is a former congresswoman. They're both strong candidates. And Iowa is not going to put him back for his, eighth or ninth term, exhume him somehow, prop him up in a corner like Strom Thurmond, worthless, does nothing. Won't step down. So he goes, I got to do something. And remember, in the Senate, you can block anything by one guy. So he doesn't. But that's what happened over in Michigan. more than 30 copycat threats, closures of other high schools. The parents now are going to be charged. It's exactly the right decision, exactly the right decision. And parents that suddenly realize, hey, I better take this a little more seriously. Are you kidding me? For kids that are never going to grow up, they're never going to have careers because of what the parents did and what this sick kid did. And at 15, he's being tried as an adult and he'll be in prison the rest of his life. Coming back to Wisconsin, Ron Johnson disgraced himself once again. He's on a binge attacking Anthony Fauci. Why these guys attack Fauci? You know, Fauci is sort of the humblest, nicest guy. He's an epidemiologist. He's a scientist. And he'll say you should get vaccinated. And there are death threats. Kill Fauci, kill his family. He has security now, by the way, provided by the government. He has security. Fauci has security because he discusses vaccines. Well, Ron Johnson is playing into this. And he said, Fauci is so bad, quote, Fauci did the exact same thing with AIDS. He overhyped it. He created all kinds of fear, saying it could affect the whole population when it couldn't, end quote. That is false and destructive in so many levels, I can't begin to tell you. Fauci was one of the guys early on. When the AIDS epidemic hit in the early 1980s, people didn't know what to do. It was a death sentence. There's a lot of good research done and a lot of good medications produced that ultimately enable people to basically live with AIDS, not die from it. But it also devastated a big population. And that impacted people who knew them, their own families, their friends, employers, and others. For Ron Johnson in 2021 to say, quote, attack Fauci on vaccines, and then say, Fauci did the same thing with AIDS. He overhyped it. He created all kinds of fear, saying it could affect the whole population when it couldn't. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? If there had not been research by pharmaceutical companies and others, and if Dr. Fauci hadn't gone deep into that subject, and if they hadn't produced the medications they have now, it would have killed a lot more people and affected a lot of people. Ron Johnson is doubling down on anti-vax. He himself has not been vaccinated. He himself put together a panel, an anti-vax panel over in the La Crosse area a little while ago, a couple of months ago, just warning of the dangers of vaccine. That is false. The dangers of this vaccine are less than the dangers of a flu shot that you get. Hundreds of millions of people have gotten the vaccine. The reason we had 5,000 new infections yesterday, the most since November of 2020. In November of 2020, we had no vaccines. In other words, it's gotten worse now than it had before we had vaccines. Why is that? Because it's almost exclusively in the population, the hospitalized population, of people who won't get vaccinated because Johnson lies to them. Trump lies to them. Trump snuck out and got himself vaccinated and a booster. Sean Hannity snuck out, got him vaccinated and with a booster. So did Tucker Carlson. And then they lie and tell everybody, don't you do it. Be careful, be careful. Fox demanded their whole newsroom get vaccinated, they'd be fired. So they all did. And they continue to lie. Look, I don't use these words lightly. How sick is this? How sick is it for Ron Johnson to attack Fauci for the good work he did with AIDS, saying he overhyped it and created all kinds of fear, and he's doing the same thing with vaccine now? This is the senator right now from Wisconsin. He has got to be replaced. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.